This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Lights, Camera, Boulder. The world-renowned Sundance Film Festival is moving to the Colorado City. Organizers announced this afternoon that the city's equity values, infrastructure, and ability to host future generations of filmmakers were best suited for festival needs. State Representative Brianna Tatone helped create the incentive package to woo the festival to Colorado.
This really will benefit a lot of the state. When people come here for the first time, hopefully for the festival, they will see that Colorado is a place they want to come back to.
Boulder made the shortlist last year, along with Cincinnati and Salt Lake City. It's been hosted in Park City, Utah, since it started in the 1970s. Sundance will officially make the move to Colorado in 2027. A Camp Amache survivor and Colorado advocate has died. Bob Fuchigami was just 11 years old when his family was interred at Camp Amache in Grenada. That's where more than 7,000 Japanese Americans were imprisoned during World War II.
We looked like the enemy, although we weren't the enemy. And once we put us into the camps, he said, oh, they must have really done something wrong to be put in something like that. And
Fuchigami went on to serve in the U.S. Navy, where he fought in the Korean War. He was often asked about making that decision.
He said, why in the world, why would you join the Navy after the way they treated you and all that? And I said, that's a really good question. This is the only country I have. I mean, it's my country.
Fuchigami later taught special education in Evergreen. He also pushed Congress to transfer Camp Amache to the National Park Service. And in 2022, he stood next to senators and representatives as the former camp was designated a National Historic Site. Fuchigami was 94 years old. This is CPR News and KRCC.